Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When did one of your parents embarrass you? Or when did you embarrass your kid? 206-803-ROCK. Tim from Puyallup, tell us about how you behave at sporting events.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great, Tim. What's going on?
So, yeah, I called yesterday and told you guys I go to those sporting events, and I didn't know that junior high parents aren't as loud as, high school parents.
Okay. So you're loud at the game. Are you loud in like a supportive parent way? Like, yeah, you're kicking butt. Or are you loud like, ref, you suck?
So I can't say that I don't ever say you suck, ref, or anything like that. But I start off, I coached basketball for a few years. I played basketball through high school and college. And I have a very, very strong passion for it. So I coach my daughter from the sidelines, which I had to learn to quiet down a little bit.
Be a little more subdued on the sidelines.
Was your kid the one that pulled you aside and said, Dad, you got to use your inside voices?
No, actually, my daughter was very happy because she felt her coach wasn't coaching or teaching her as much on the sidelines. Okay. My ex-wife and her husband had an issue.
Oh, tell them to piss off.
Rock on, Tim. 206-803-ROCK. When did one of your parents embarrass you, or when did you embarrass your kid? Bob from Tacoma, how did your mom embarrass you in front of your girlfriend?
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you?
We're great, Rob. How you doing? Bob.
I'm doing good. Thanks, Bob. Anyhow, when I was in high school, and I want to emphasize high school, I had met this girl, and she was older than I was. She was in college, so I invited her over for dinner, and I told her that I was in college also. So when we sat down for dinner, my mom turned to her and asked her if she went to the same high school as I did.
Oh no!
Thanks, Mom. I mean, so how much older were you pretending to be?
Just a year or two older.
Nice.
And so the situation required comic relief, so I just went face first into the spaghetti.
Oh, no.
I would imagine that was the end of the relationship, if not the part that got embarrassed, but the part where you just slammed your face into pasta.
No, actually, she was pretty cool with it. We ended up going out for a while afterwards.
Nice. Someone call her a keeper.
Sam from Squim, your kid embarrassed you in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. We were at Bass Pro Shops in Tacoma there. And we went in there, and the stall was occupied, and so I held him up while he went to the urinal, and then I went to the urinal, and he was at that age where, I love this, I love that, and I'm standing there taking a pee, and he goes, I love your penis, Sam, and all I hear from the stall is, oh, and
oh my
I'm just
God.
Like, wash your hands.
Oh my God, there's nothing you can say.
No.
Oh my God, I wanted to get out of there so quick.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing you can say. I think silence is the best medicine right there.
Rock on, Sam.
All righty.
Wow. Kids are so innocent.
Yeah.
They're so honest.
How about this one? This is a text at 206-803-ROCK. I brought my wife over to meet my parents for the first time back when we were dating. We were all having dinner, and my mom, just out of nowhere, just says, huh, I thought you'd be Asian based on his search history.
Oh.
Thanks, Mom.
God.
Wow.
Parents are awesome.
Yeah. Man. I know what the funny thing is. May rest in peace, my dad. I don't have any embarrassing stories about my mom. Every single embarrassing story that I've ever had about a parent has to do with my father.
What's like the most memorable embarrassment that was ever afforded you?
The first one that pops into mind was one of the last times that we got to go visit. I mean, it was a few years ago. We visited since, but my wife and I went, and we were leaving. I think it was a series of embarrassing events, but the part that I'll never forget, we get in the car. I think we might have been going back to the airport at that point. And I'm sitting in the front seat with my dad, you know, tall, sitting shotgun. Mom's sitting behind him. Dad didn't bother to check if mom was in the car yet. And so he starts backing up as she has one foot. And mind you, my mom's like 70-something at the time, uses a cane, sometimes even a walker. And he starts backing up. And my mom is hopping on one leg, trying not to get run over by the car. And finally, I'm like, Dad, stop. Mom's not in the car yet. And there's this like moment of silence. And you're thinking, okay, he's going to be like, I'm so sorry, Rose. He then starts yelling at her for not getting in the car quick enough.
Well, yeah.
And my poor wife, I get to see her in the like in the mirror, and she's like sinking lower and lower, and I'm just mortified, even though like she's been around my dad and knows that he's just like this. And my mom's laughing because she doesn't know how else to handle him.
That's a good sport.
She just laughs off his insanity. And of course, I'm like, Dad, she wasn't even in the car, and I was yelling at me. It was truly one of the more embarrassing moments that I had to have with my dad.
Well, to be fair, she should have really hurried up and gotten in the car.
Yeah, I mean, she's 70. She's still got one good hip. She should have been able to jump right into that seat.